Hey dude, I just want you to start jacking off right now and just start thinking about like chronic masturbation housing. Now I'm talking about like a large house, a co-op, apartment complex, a big mansion, just dedicated to housing chronic masturbators. I'm talking about a housing complex that's dedicated to just allow men to exercise, socialize, and masturbate all the time. Now, of course, all of the residents there would be unemployed or financially struggling with their chronic masturbation addiction. So, you know, rent wouldn't really be a thing. There would be no mortgage or anything. But there would always be notices coming in saying, oh, you're behind on rent. Oh, you're behind on your mortgage. And you would get those and you would masturbate on them. And when you first move in, of course, you would get a welcome package. You would get lube, poppers, whatever you need to start masturbating. A lot of pornography, of course. As part of your rental agreement, you would have to keep your hands on your penis the whole time. You know, like it would not be a choice. It would be mandatory. And of course, you'd sign the lease agreement thinking like, well, this can't be good for me. And you sign it anyways. And just like that, your hand goes right down to your penis, through your fly, you know, rip open your pants, whatever. And you say, oh, well, you know, I didn't expect that I would follow that provision. But okay, now I'm masturbating. And you get a tour of the chronic masturbation facility. You know, Section 8 housing and all that. So a lot of the guys, you know, they're walking around masturbating. You see a few guys gooning here and there and you say, whoa, that's extreme. But then, of course, the person that's guiding you through this tour says, no, this is chronic masturbation housing. So gooning is expected every 15 minutes. And of course, you're expected to grope and fondle and leak all over the place. And of course, you look around the facility and you see other guys who have chronic masturbation addiction and you say, whoa, that guy's really masturbating. And you just hope that you don't end up like him. But right on the 15 minute mark, you let out a huge goon. You moan it out and other guys start gooning too, because every 15 minutes, all the guys in the house just start gooning. It's part of the contract and everything. And so, of course, after you goon it out for the first time there, you close your mouth, you wipe the drool off your face, and you get back to normal, and you just keep masturbating. You say, whoa, I'm not going to do that again. But right at the 15-minute mark, once it hits that sweet 3-0, you hit that fucking goon zone again, and you say, whoa, I guess I have to goon out every 15 minutes because it's chronic masturbator housing. And of course, you would have the choice to get your own private room to touch your privates, or you could live with other people and have a bunch of roommates. I'm talking about like 8 to 15, 20 members of this chronic masturbator housing community all living together and masturbating, lubing up their dicks and watching porn all day. Of course, porn would be provided in the rent. You know, you always have to look at pornography. You would look at penises. You would look at masturbation videos, stuff that talks more about the chronic masturbation housing community. And of course, clothes. That would not be mandatory. It would not be mandated to wear clothes at all throughout the community. In fact, nudity would be preferred because you want to be able to access your genitals at all times. Now, most people living at the Section 8 housing, they would all be like unemployed or like near unemployed, you know, having a part-time job or, you know, just going in once, maybe twice a month and just, you know, getting a few measly dollars to support their porn addiction. And others would just be, you know, completely hooked on, you know, the Section 8 housing. Because, you know, they wouldn't have to pay anything for their rent and, you know, other people would just bring food for them or, you know, bring pornography for them or, you know, do that sort of stuff for them, just to take care of them. But of course, you know, rent there is just, you know, they don't really collect on it. And so you just kind of sit there and masturbate all day or, you know, you exercise and masturbate, always be masturbating, a very, very concerning amount. You know, you'd always worry about how much you're masturbating at the same time as you relax. And like, you could just masturbate all day. You wouldn't have to clean up after yourself. There would be housekeeping that would come in. They would say, housekeeping, knock on the door, you know, wear a very sexy maid outfit, or, you know, wear some very tight fetish gear and just clean up after you while you masturbate and masturbate to them. And, you know, of course they would ask you, are you masturbating enough? You know, they would stay in there until you hit the 15-minute goon mark, where you goon out to them, and they would, you know, write it down on a clipboard or on their notepad and say, okay, and then just leave, you know. They would never talk about like how much you're masturbating or anything. They would just clean up after you. Now, of course, you'd be masturbating all the time. These facilities, of course, would accommodate chronic masturbation addiction. So, you know, there'd be a very, very comfortable hole in your mattress where, you know, you could stick your penis in it, holes in the wall where you could stick your penis in there. And there would be a masturbation machine that would just kind of, you know, jerk you off slowly in your sleep. There would, of course, be sex toys just strewn about the facility, used at your own peril, but all of them are actually very, very high quality, state-of-the-art sex toys, you know, fucking machines, fucking fuck toys, lots of condoms everywhere, just full of jizz. Of course, you know, semen retention would be highly, highly appreciated, but you know, since you had to goon out every 15 minutes without your consent, and because you know you signed your fucking chronic masturbator housing lease agreement, you would have to goon out, and of course any fluids that fly out, you know, they just go everywhere. And of course the 15 minute goon mark would also happen in your sleep too, so you know, you'd be woken up to just a sound of just a bunch of horny men moaning in their sleep as they have like sex dreams and stuff. But don't worry, like you would never have to worry about renewing your lease or anything, because it would be on auto renew. And so like, if you just want to be like a total fucking autosexual for the rest of your life and just masturbate your life away, Section 8 housing is for you.